Edutainment Learning is powered by Academica Virtual Education and Collegia TV. For more information, visit www.edutainmentlearning.com.
My first name is Jugal, and my last name is Hansraj. So it's Jugal Hansraj. And I'm originally from Mumbai, India. I've been an actor, and prior to that, faced the camera as a baby model since I was about 2 years old. So most of my life, I've been in front of the camera, and then started doing films. In my first film came out in 1983, I think. And after that, I did about six more films as a child actor, and then stopped for my education. And then around the age of 21, which is around 1993, I started my acting journey once again as a lead actor, which came out, the first film came out in 1994. And I've been in the movies since then, in some capacity or the other, for about 10 years as a lead actor. Then I moved on to doing character parts, directed a couple of films as well. First one was an animation film made in India for Walt Disney Pictures, actually. And then after that, I made another rom-com I directed, which starred Priyanka Chopra. I'm sure most of you have heard of her. She now lives in the US and is married to Nick Jonas. And then I also took up a job as a studio executive for a few years, and now I'm back acting and writing books. So in a nutshell, that's me.
You are truly a Renaissance man, and namaste. I know we have some students in India who are joining us, but one of our students, and this was because I had to do a little bit of research about Bollywood, and I wasn't aware of how it's much more massive than Hollywood and much more competitive from what I've read. Can you talk a little bit about your journey? You started on that show. Was it Masoom when you were very, very young?
That was a film. So firstly, before I forgot, I would just want to say hello to everybody and thank you for joining in. I can see some of the faces, and I feel really good. And thank you, Ralph, for having me here. It's just great. And yeah, so my first film was Masoom, you're correct. That was a film, feature film, which came out in 1983. It's directed by someone who's quite famous internationally as well now. His name is Shekhar Kapoor. He's made quite a few big, you know, Oscar-nominated films like Elizabeth and The Golden Age and Four Feathers and Bandit Queen, of course, he's famous for. But that was his first film as well, way back in 1983. It was filmed in 81, actually. And, you know, it was ready about 6-8 months later. Nobody was buying it because it was a small budget kind of art house kind of film. But then it did find a release, and now people still talk about it. So it's great.
And could you talk a little bit, we're going to try and get through as many questions as possible. Some of the kids emailed them to me, and guys, you guys here who are live, go ahead and message them in the chat, and I'll allow you to ask it yourself if you want, if you feel comfortable. One of the kids emailed to me as an actor, as a director, and is there somebody that you could pick who's been your absolute biggest influence in your career? I know your father was a cricket player, correct?
Correct. That's correct. He played state level cricket. And he was also, he had his own small business. And he was more of a friend than a father. And he's no more, unfortunately. But I've had a lot of lovely memories with my father. And I do think of him all the time.
That's wonderful. Wonderful. And who would you say is like your biggest influence, like professionally? Because you've had such a fluid career doing so many different things.
Actually, there's one actor who would be most actor's inspiration, I suppose. I did have the good fortune of working with him when I was a child. I played his son in one of the films I acted in. His name is Dilip Kumar, and he's passed away. He passed away a few years ago at the age of 91 or 92. And according to me, I think he's one of the finest actors that's ever lived anywhere in any language. He's just fantastic actor. I'm not sure if a lot of you have heard, or any of you have heard of him, because all of you I see are young faces. And he's an actor who's been acting since 1940s. He's like, kind of like Alec Guinness, or, you know, he's just a great actor. And I got to work with him. I played his son in a film in the 80s. And he's definitely somebody I've learned a lot just by watching his films. And also, as I said, I had the good fortune of working with him and watching him work in person. So I would say he's the biggest influence as an actor. As a director, I would say I'm an avid film watcher, film lover. I watch all sorts of films from all genres, and I always pick up something. Something stays in my head. I've worked with a lot of good directors as an actor, so I learn from them as well. So I've tried to put that into the two films I directed. So influences never stop. One is constantly learning, you know. So
You're
that's the best.
constantly evolving. I love that. That's so cool. That's great advice. One of the kids just messaged me. I think this comes from Africa. The kid, he wants to know, do you have any tricks or any advice to becoming an actor nowadays when it comes to getting into character?
What I do is it's not a trick or something. Firstly, I just read and reread and keep reading the script again and again. I don't sit and learn the lines. I just read it multiple number of times so that it, and I get so I get familiar with the world of the film. And what I do is I also, whatever the genre of the film is, the world of the film is, I start watching content that's similar to that genre and also reading books. So I just get into that headspace of that character. Of course, sometimes one has to prepare. Like I just recently did a part in a show called The Family Man, which is not out yet. Two seasons are out, but I'm in season three where I had to have an accent, a very British accent. So I had to do dialect coaching. So sometimes there is preparation. Like I had shot another show which is going to be out next year. It's for Lionsgate, the Hollywood studio, an Indian show, where I had to do action for the first time. I had to use a gun and learn how to punch and all that stuff. So sometimes it's quite adventurous, and sometimes it's as simple as getting into the headspace and and then the rest I just spend a lot of time with the director and try and do my best and learn my lines and not, bash into the furniture.
Well, you're certainly doing a good job. 41 years in, almost 42 years in. Keep it up. We have a question from Hugo, and I'll let him ask. He's in France. Hugo, you can unmute to ask your question, friend.
Hi. I have a question. Did you change your circle of friends?
So I'll go ahead and clarify.
Yeah,
He wanted.
I didn't hear that well. Sorry.
Did you change your circle of friends at any point? Like when you're kind of coming up in your career, do you have to adapt? Like, there's this saying,
Yes.
I'll show you who you are if you show me who your friends are, kind of
Yeah.
deal.
Well, thank you, Hugo. That's a wonderful question. I obviously, I had a lot of friends growing up in school, and my observation is, I think once you get a little older, your friend circle gets smaller and smaller. And I did have a lot of friends in the film world in the early 90s, up until the early 2000s, but I can't say I'm friends with them anymore. I think I've come to realize that. I suppose a lot of the friends you make or people you think who are your friends in show business, it's a business. So that changes and sometimes can be hurtful. But I have some friends outside the film business who have stayed true, and I'm still in touch with them now. They're all over the world. Few of them I can count on my fingers. But we do talk on the phone, and whenever we can, sometimes we meet up. And but right now, I would say my closest friend has now evolved the last few years. It's my son. He's almost 7 years old, and that's it. He's my best friend.
I'm the same way with my son, 13-year-old best friend, man. So we have I would be remiss because I do like the fact that you're also an author.
Yes.
And I wanted to touch up on that, your children's books, The Cross Connection. Where did that come from? What was the
Yeah,
inspiration
I
for
have it
that?
right here. Let me just show. So this is the first book I wrote. It's called Cross Connection, The Big Circus Adventure. So I didn't set out to be an author. I had written a script for my second animation film for Disney, which I'd made one already called Roadside Romeo, which was a joint venture with Walt Disney Pictures and an Indian studio, Yash Raj Films. And then there was supposed to be three films. But something I think went wrong with the two studios and they kind of broke up, I suppose. So I'd written the script to be my second animation film and it didn't happen. So I went on to direct a romantic comedy for that Indian studio, but this script was lying in my pen drive. And then several years later, I was going through all my stuff on my pen drive and I found this script and I read it. And I was thinking to myself, what a waste of time. I wrote it and nothing's come off it. And another filmmaker friend recommended to me, why don't you write it as a novel? You just rewrite it because it's a good idea. It's good for kids and it has a nice message, something positive to say. So I did that and I found an Indian publisher and it was published. There was not much marketing and stuff, but I kind of learned the ropes of writing. With my own mistakes. And then I went on to write, after the birth of my son, a fantasy fiction book, which did pretty well. It's called The Coward and the Sword. And this is published by HarperCollins and dedicated to my son. Started writing after he was born and finished it during the pandemic. And I'm so lucky I found HarperCollins, who's a great publisher, and they've done a great job with the illustrations and everything. The book got a very good response and has done well. So I came out with a sequel earlier this year. It was released. It's called The Jewel of Nisawa. And same characters, some new ones. And currently I'm working on book three, which I hope to deliver to HarperCollins by before the holidays, before the Christmas holidays. So.
And we'll have the links to those books in the recording. So if you guys want to check that out, be sure to check that out. I know we have a few hundred people on here and a few thousand downloads probably anticipated for this. We have a few more questions and we'll let you go.
No, sir, no, I'm happy to talk to everyone here.
All right. We have Valorin. Valorin's in Colombia. Valorin, you had a really good question. Go ahead and ask. Oh, let's try and unmute again.
Hi, good afternoon.
Hi.
Okay, my question is, how is the reaction for your family when you decide to be an actor?
Right. That's a very good question, am I saying your name right? Valerian?
Yeah.
I hope so, yes. Thank you so much. That's a very good question. So I don't come from a film family. Like there's no film actors or directors or producers or distributors or nobody remotely connected with the movie business in my family. So it was quite, a big change when I started modeling and then doing TV commercials as a child. And then this director came up and spoke to my parents. He had called them, and it turned out that my dad loved the story. It was based on a novel called The Man, Woman, and Child by Eric Segal. And my mother was quite trepidatious about this business, and she said it's fine as long as it's TV commercials. It's 1 or 2 days of filming on the weekend, and it's fun. But a movie, and like 35 days, 40 days away from home. So it was she took some time to come around to it. My father was keen because it was some of his favorite actors were in the movie. And it was written by a very famous writer. And they were more art house actors, they were more serious actors. It was not like a very mainstream film. And the entire film was about this little kid. But yeah, it took time for mom to come around because she said it's a different world. We're very simple people and it's quite a can be a strange business. But I did it. I had a good experience. And then I did a few more films, five or six, and then I stopped until I grew up.
That's
So.
great. Great. And you touched, I know we had some questions from China. They had asked the same thing. They wanted to know what kind of drew you to that. So you answered like a bunch of questions all at once. So we'll go with two more questions and we'll let you go. Adriana, you had a good question from Spain. Go ahead and ask your question.
Yeah, first of all, hello. And second
Hello.
of all, I have a question because I'm new in the cinema industry and I'm from Spain. And I wanted to ask you if you recommend any agency for actresses or actors because I don't really know to what agency I should apply for.
Right. So, thank you, Adriana, for the question. So, even though I'm based in New York, I still actually work in India. So, I do acting jobs with from Indian content. So, I already have people know me there and get in touch with me. And so, I don't really know how to break into the business here in the West, in the US. I just live here because my wife, is from here and she wanted to get back to work, and we have a son. I'm freelancing again, so I can be anywhere, really. So I can't. Unfortunately, I can't help you because I don't really know how it works in the US. Get work here. But I suppose what somebody had told me was you can get on IMDb Pro and get a list of agents and then write to them with your resume. And there's also the Screen Actors Guild. I think you can find out about that. But I do all my work for Indian content, even though it's coming on Amazon and Netflix nowadays, but it's still content made in India. So I'm still doing the same thing I was, just live here. But I'm sorry, I can't help you, but
No, that is help. And
your
you know what?
acting career.
You guys can Google it too. That's an option. You guys Google when we were younger. So you guys have that at your fingertips. So Jugal, I want to keep us within those 15 minutes. Before I let you go, is there any advice that you can give to these kids that they go off into the world, whether they want to go into acting, whether they want to be actors, actresses, authors, directors, you're a Renaissance man, or they want to do something completely different. What advice would you have for them as they try and blaze their own trails?
So yeah, I would in fact say that, do blaze your own trail. Don't just follow someone blindly. Follow your heart instead. Do what you really love, because when you do what you really love, you actually turn out to be quite good at it. And secondly is, like, whatever you decide to do, whether you want to act or direct or be a cinematographer or editor, educate yourself in that field. It will only help you. To get a base of some sort of education, some sort of training will really help you. I didn't, and I've faced, it's been more difficult for me. So I wish I had taken a lot of more formal training than I have. And just be aware of the world around you. Don't, a lot of times actors and directors, and they just want to, wear your blinkers and stuff. It's a good thing, but when you're acting, you're oftentimes playing characters from society, right? So keep your eyes open. Or when you're directing, you're telling stories that happen in the world. So have a world view. Don't isolate yourself. Be a part of the world. Meet people. Watch the news. Read books. Watch movies. Travel. Be open to influences. That will change you as a person, and that will reflect in what you do. That's what I feel.
Brilliant, brilliant advice. We can't thank you enough. Shukriya, is that
Thank
Hindi?
you. Thank
Hindi?
you. Shukriya.
Goodbye.
Very good. That's good.
And
That's good.
namaste is also goodbye, correct?
Thank you so
Everybody.
much. It's been an absolute pleasure. Thank you so much for taking time out and, be here, listen to me and talk to me. And I really appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you. And guys, everyone on here, please add us on Spotify, iTunes, TikTok, Instagram. We're Edutainment Learning's on there. Check us out. We have a lot of great guest speakers coming up on the website. Before I end the meeting for all, I'm going to ask all to unmute. Can we all say thank you to Jugal for taking time out of his day to talk to us?
Thank
Thank you so
you.
much.
Thank
Thank
you.
you.
Thank
Bye.
you.
Thank you so
Thank
much.
you.
You're all the
Thank
best.
you
Best
so
of
much.
bus.